Since the beginning of this year, nearly 100 people in Southern Africa, Asia, and Latin America are reportedly facing food and water shortages, as well as vulnerable to diseases including Zika. Figures from the UN's World Food Program say 40 million people in rural areas and 9 million in urban centers who live in the drought-affected parts in Zimbabwe, Mozambique, South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, and Swaziland will need food assistance next year. Those are the consequences of the El Nino weather, which has been sweeping across the Pacific since the beginning of the new year. Dr. Idris said, although El Nino is rampant along the Pacific Ocean, it can also take place on the Atlantic Ocean on which the country sits.
El Nino refers to a cycle of warm and cold temperature. This refers to the changes in the atmospheric processes. So now, you know, at the end of dry season, before the beginning of the rainy season, when there is so much pressure, when there is changes in the atmospheric process, it causes that El Nino normally occurs for the Pacific Ocean. So if you have changes in the atmospheric process,
most El Nino weather causes increase in water temperature, which drives away fishes, thus presenting a difficult time for fishermen. Other consequences of El Nino include increasing water level and inducing drought, which either delays agricultural activities or dry up farmlands. Dr. Idris underlined ways of mitigating the impact of El Nino on the people, especially those along the coast.
At the southern part of Nigeria, one of the measures that we need to take is to look at the kind of activities in the coastal zone. We have to restore back that particular ecosystem. E.g., we have to plant trees that will stabilize that soil, at least reduces the impact of that splash of that water that will affect the livelihood of those communities. Normally, it's increase in the water level that normally affects the coastal zones. So we have to take it somewhere so at least the splash of the water.
Many scientists believe that El Nino is already taking place in the country, listing the hot weather and drought in some areas as evidences. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.